This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And it looks like the Cleveland Browns are trotting out preseason week 4. That's the lineup on Thursday Night Football, because we have no Baker Mayfield, we have no Nick Chubb, we have no Kareem Hunt, we may not have Odell Beckham Jr., that's TBD. So you're going to have Case Keenum starting under center with some Dearness Johnson, Demetric Felton mixed in, and it could be a whole lot of the hyphenated one, Donovan Peoples-Jones, in this game, or maybe any one of your number of tight ends for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with this game. So anyway, Brandon, let's get a pick on the side and a game score prediction as well. As expected, and really very predictably, the spread has come down at tape time here. The current line stands at Cleveland minus 2 and a total of just 41.5. This is definitely a five-finger pour, an entire balled-up fist on a hashtag Tequila Thursday. So what do you got for me?
Yeah. Ooh, Broncos win. Broncos win. Last second, Brandon McManus field goal. He's the kicker still, right? Brandon McManus?
Sure, yes. He is?
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
okay,
that is correct.
Sure. 22-20 in a war of attrition, or a war of suck. You know, I think this is going to be finally a Thursday night game where we're like, ugh, this is a slog. But yes, I will take the Broncos to pull it out against Case Keenum and Dearness Johnson and company. 22-20. That is, I guess.
Oh, it's a half over.
It's a half over. I was thinking I was going to be under, because you have on the script the line at 42.5, so it must have moved.
It's moved. It's come down a full point with the Keenum news.
Okay. All right. There you go.
All right. You're sticking to it. It is scrawled in cement. You cannot change your mind. It is there for the rest of eternity. 22-20. I'm going to go 20-17. No. That's too many points for Cleveland. Give me 20-13. Denver. They win by a full 7, so I'll take them on the money line at plus 100. I got them at plus 130 right when the news broke. So I think they're going to cover. And yeah, this game is going to be hideous, Medusa ugly. And by watching it, we all indeed will turn to stone. With that, Brandon, let's dive in on the Fantasy 5.
Number 5.
All right, this is a game, like I said, only fantasy players in a hellacious bye week or sports bettors could love, because this is a game for Lucifer, and one that would probably be on replay in the deepest, darkest pits of hell, Brandon. But we got, you know, plenty of props to choose from. We got fantasy implications on the line. We're trying to scratch and claw, get as many points as we possibly can with so many big names on a one-week siesta. So let's go ahead and dive in on the first player prop here, and it's an anytime touchdown. Who scores on Thursday Night Football? Anybody? Is this going to be a kicker fest and maybe a 3-2 final with a safety?
Well, 22-20 for me. I think there's a couple touchdowns baked in there that I have. I got at least 2 touchdowns for the Broncos, I'm thinking. So I think I like Noah Fant plus 230 for an anytime touchdown. He's a guy that scored 3 touchdowns, coming off a touchdown last week, coming off 997 and a touchdown. Double digit targets 2 of the last 3 weeks. He is the leader in inside the red zone targets, I believe, for the team, or at least tied for. He's at least the leader in inside the red zone touchdowns. So for the Broncos in the passing game. So I'll go with that. I like him at plus 230.
All right, I'm going to go with Cortland Sutton. I think Cortland Sutton, who scored in back-to-back games, will also find the end zone yet again, and it's plus 200. You look at this secondary for Cleveland. They have allowed the third most touchdowns to wide receivers this season in total 9. And Sutton is number 1 in total deep targets, number 1 in total air yards, number 14 in red zone targets as well. Yeah, it's going to get a lot of Denzel Ward, and sure, the former Buckeye has yet to give up a touchdown to his adversary, but he's given up a 64.3 catch rate. So at plus 200, I think Cortland Sutton's got a really good shot of going off in this game. And by the way, too, I think he's well north of 70 yards, and he's well north of his 4.5 receptions prop to boot.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh,
I think Cortland Sutton, you could argue, is the safest play of anybody in this game, right?
Yeah, that 4.5 receptions prop's a joke, and it's juiced way up. They should have bumped it up at least one to get, you know, get that juice down a little bit.
Well, they could have, but you know what? They want us to pay up, and you know what? We will then take their money. We will take that juice. I will mix it in my tequila, and it's going to go down the gullet. Oh, so smooth and delicious. Bet on Fant. Bet on Courtland Sutton.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the Denver Broncos theme, pick your poison here with one of the running backs. Javonte Williams, his rush yards prop is actually down now, Brandon, from 49.5 to 48.5. Now it's at 46.5. Or Melvin Gordon at 40.5. Which of the two Denver Broncos running backs would you welcome most in your circle of trust?
Well, I did look this up, and Melvin Gordon's down to 39.5.
Oh, well, okay so, then.
And Melvin Gordon is the play here. I'm sorry. I love Javonte Williams. We're talking about juggernaut Javonte and how, you know, he's going to be a rocket ship in the second half of the season. Just not happening yet. Melvin Gordon's getting... is the lead guy in this backfield in terms of snap share. He has not been under 30 snaps in any game. Javonte Williams has been under 30 in three games. They're getting close to the same amount of touches. Melvin Gordon's averaging 55 rushing yards per game. Javonte Williams is averaging 50. There's no sea change yet. And if that's the case, I'm going to take what Vegas has given me. This should be an even... This should be an even Steven for both of these guys. And the fact that Melvin Gordon is almost 10 yards lower. Give me Melvin Gordon on the over. I'm not going to touch Javonte Williams.
I do like Melvin Gordon's over more on receiving yards at 11.5 is what I got it at. I think, you know, 2 for 16 feels about right for me, for him. I do like Javonte still here. I can't quit him, Brandon.
You're the reason why there's a discrepancy in these two running backs.
Well, and the advanced analytics just are screaming, take the over. He's been over this total in 4 or 6 games this season. I think he's going to get double figures on the ground. We expect this game, at least I do, for a large portion, maybe a positive game script. And I think you're right there with me, you know, in the fourth quarter, who's going to get the ball the most? Is it going to be him or Gordon? You know, it could be split right down the middle, which it has been all season long. But again, you look under the hood, 3.49 yards after contact per attempt. That's RB7. He's forced the third most missed tackles, 22, of any running back in the NFL, trailing only Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb in that category. Yeah, Cleveland's only got up 3.68 yards per carry and 70 rush yards per game. And the third view is fantasy points to the position. But I think Javonte is going to be right there, very flexy, sexy. So I'm going to give the slight over an advantage to him. I don't
think. Why don't you like both of these overs? I mean, like I said, Melvin Gordon's averaging 5 more rushing yards per game than Javonte.
Yeah, I mean, I could get on board with it. But, yeah, you know, I can't bet on everything, or can I? Well, let's do this. It's a little impromptu game ahead-to-head. I don't know if you got your ranks done for this week, but...
Let me get up here. Hold on.
As you're pulling it up, would you take either one of the Denver running backs or J.D. McKissic against Green Bay?
I am believing that I am going J.D. McKissic on this one.
Yeah, I got McKissic at 22. Yeah. I've got Javonte at 23 and Gordon at 25. What about Ramondre Stevenson or your choice of Broncos?
That's getting closer. I'm actually going to take both of the Broncos over Ramondre. I think Ramondre does score a touchdown, though. I don't know about his yardage, but I think he gets in the end zone.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's really close. Last one, what about Myles Gaskin? Do you dare trust him against Atlanta or one of the Broncos?
No, I have Gaskin at 25 right now, and that may not hold up. He might even actually drop a little bit lower, but I got both of the Broncos ahead of Gaskin.
Yeah, I am saddling up the ponies as well. Give me the Broncos.
Number 3.
All right, marching on here in our Thursday night football preview. Let's get another player prop in here, and we'll tie it to fantasy. How about Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater? 1.5 passing touchdowns. Now it's plus odds, considerable plus odds, like plus 130 at DraftKings Sportsbook on the over. Or do you think it's only going to be a 1 or 0 TD game? He's dealing with a little bit of an ankle issue, but should be A-OK to play in this contest. What do you think, Brandon? Does Bridgewater get to 2 passing TDs?
Well, we both got to get paid on an anytime touchdown, baby. Noah Fant for money and
right.
Courtland Sutton for
money.
There
you go.
So,
that's 2.
I will say 2. I wouldn't bet on this for Bridgewater, though. I do note that the 2 unders for quarterbacks this year, Kirk Cousins and Justin Fields, those 2 teams came in wanting to run the ball. They're kind of similar in that respect to Cleveland. Although Cousins did throw 38 times, so he was under, you know, he had enough pass attempts to get in the end zone a couple times. But Patrick Mahomes, 3 touchdowns, Justin Herbert, 4, Kyler Murray, 4, the Houston combo of Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills, 2, So, yeah, he can get to two. I think Bridgewater can get there.
Yeah, I love this, actually. I'm taking the over, and I think he is very much in the stream conversation as we discuss on the Monday pod here at the Fantasy Fast Track. Cleveland's giving up the seventh most fantasy points at quarterback position, surrendering 7.46 YPA, 243.7 yards per game, and a 14-2 touchdown interception split. As I said before, Bridgewater has been bang up in several advanced analytics categories, including ADOT, where he's QB5 with a 9.7 mark, and he's top 10 in adjusted completion percentage, and he's done this in 4 or 6 starts. So, yeah. I mean, I'm on board with it all day long. And again, if you want to pick him up, plug him in, I think there's a really good shot here. You're going to get anywhere between 18 to 22 fantasy points. Brandon, I'm just going to throw a little curveball here at you. His pass yards props at 228.5, that seems crazy low to me. How about you?
I don't think it's going to be a huge Bridgewater game, but I think two touchdowns and like 245 to 250 yards feels
exactly
about right.
Yeah, okay. Well, and he's, again, done this in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games, and the only game he didn't do it in was the Baltimore game in which he got knocked out. So I love the over on the pass yards. I like the over on the passing touchdowns. Again, he is start-worthy here in this bye apocalypse in Week 7.
Number 2.
All right, moving on with another perspective here. If he plays Odell Beckham Jr. Now, there is actually no player prop. I just made this up. Pulled it straight out of the old sphincter, Brandon. 49.5 receiving yards. With Case Keenum under center, does it actually benefit OBJ if he is able to go with that dinged wing? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I actually kind of am excited to see it because Baker Mayfield and OBJ just don't work together. We've seen this for, you know, going on 3 years now. But, you know, looking back to Case Keenum, his time in Denver, I think that was his last time when he was like the main guy for a full season. Like, wide receivers had the 11th most receptions for the Broncos. That was an aged Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders and a rookie Cortland Sutton. But Case Keenum did a good job of spreading around, and I, you know, I kind of think that this could be a Beckham game, assuming he plays, of finally getting, you know, 60-plus yards. I maybe even think he if anybody scores on Cleveland, it might be Beckham. So I'm sort of weirdly feeling bullish about Beckham in this one.
I am too. I mean, there's only one direction to go.
Right.
So look, he's averaging 6.8 targets per game, and giving you some of the nitty gritty here. He's wide receiver 40 in total air yards, wide receiver 66 in yards per target. And here is where the rubber hits the road and why, you know, that relationship is just disjointed with him and Baker Mayfield. Wide receiver 82 in catchable target percentage. I mean, that's unacceptable, you know. And when he knocks at the gates there at Cleveland Stadium, you know, he's not getting the nacho cheese and the trick-or-treat bag from Baker. No. I could say that right now. No. But, yeah, I think with Case Keenum will, you know, have tunnel vision and really force it in his general direction. Keenum in 2019, he was with the football team, remember. He had quite a run there as a starter. Mm-hmm. He was QB19 adjusted completion percentage, so really nothing to scoff at there. You know, Beckham's been over this in 2 of 4. And, you know, Ronald Darby in the secondary for the Denver Broncos, if he gets any piece of him, man, that's a positive thing because Darby's given up a 142.6 passer rating to his assignment. So I'm with you, man. If OBJ is able to go, Case Keenum actually boosts his potential here in week number 7.
Number 1.
All right, let's get a guy that a lot of people went out and slapped the wallet for. I lost out on him in a couple of leagues via the fab. People I saw go as high as $42 in my leagues, Brandon, on Dearness Johnson. And I don't know where you stood. You seemed very bullish early in the week when the news broke that Nick Chubb wasn't, you know, going to be able to suit up for this game due to the calf injury. And, of course, Hunt also, you know, one of those contagious calf injuries. He's on IR. So it's Johnson, it's Demetric Felton, but Felton's barely played as a true running back. Just a couple of snaps this season. So Dearness should really dominate the early down work, but they got to be competitive in this game. Now, his rush yards prop at DraftKings opened at 60.5 and is now scaled back to 57.5. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, not lying. This morning, I was thinking about what I think he's going to do. I said, Alexa, what is 19 times 3.3? Because I'm like, I think about 19 carries.
Yeah, you're going to be
He's going to average about 3.3 yards per carry. And that came out to like 62 yards.
Yeah.
which is right where this line is. It's very, very close. So I guess I would lean the slide over. I wouldn't touch this bet, though, by the way. I think the number is right on. I think he's anywhere between 57 to 63 yards.
Yeah, you know what? I bet the under at 60.5. No way in hell would I touch it at 57.5. I think he is going to be right there, like 57, 58, 59. Get him out of the game! Pull him, Stefanski! Get him out! We got to preserve him for next week! That's what needs to happen here. So, again, let me give you some of the numbers in your research here to help you make a proper assessment of D'Ernest Johnson. 33 rush attempts last season, a very laudable 3.00 yards after contact per attempt. But Denver has given up just 3.75 yards per carry, 94.5 total yards per game, 5 combined touchdowns, and the 7th fewest fantasy points at the running back position. Only one running back, James Robinson, has hit the 60-yard mark on the ground against them this year. So, with your rankings in front of you, let's do an impromptu game ahead of head with D'Ernest. D'Ernest, or let's go back to J.D. McKissic to start against Green Bay.
I have J.D. McKissic one spot ahead of D'Ernest.
Well, so do I. D'Ernest Johnson or Miles Sanders in Vegas?
I am going to go D'Ernest Johnson.
Really?
Sanders. I just can't trust volume with Sanders.
Dude, he could get 10 to 12 touches and find the end zone against that, you know, Doughboy saw Vegas front. So for me, 100% Miles Sanders. Last one, D'Ernest Johnson or Elijah Mitchell against Indianapolis?
Elijah Mitchell, I have a couple spots ahead of D'Ernest. Actually, 3 spots ahead.
Yeah, I've got him 5 spots ahead of D'Ernest. I got Elijah Mitchell at RB18 and D'Ernest at RB23. So just giving you some perspective there. All right, let's get a little bonus time in here before we get out of here. Anything else that stands out to you? You already got Noah Fant on an anytime touchdown. What about Donovan Peoples-Jones? Does he tickle your fancy at all? And give me just a couple of brief thoughts on Demetri Felton. Is he maybe a 4 or 5 catch candidate in this game?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to. Felton's a guy that's interesting to me. He's not interesting to Vegas, or Vegas doesn't want to touch him because they don't offer anything for him. What I would like to see for Felton is like a longest run or longest reception. I just think he's going to have a big play in this game, like a 25-plus yarder of some sort. So I'd be willing to bet an over on whatever the longest is, you know, if they offer anything on him. I don't know how I feel about Donovan Peoples-Jones. We might have a Jarvis Landry return. He hasn't been ruled out yet as far as I know, so could be interesting. Could be Odell. Could be Jarvis Landry. Could be Donovan Peoples-Jones. And at that point, I'm just thinking Donovan Peoples-Jones is probably the third guy. You know, he was only targeted, I think, 4 times last week. He made a lot out of it, but it's not not what I'm going to.
What happens if Odell Beckham is ruled out? What does that change your view on DPJ?
Yeah, I would probably, if you were going to give the same line for Donovan Peoples-Jones at 49.5 with Odell out, I'd probably take
the over. Yeah, so would I. Yeah. So would I. Yeah. I would. And maybe Austin Hooper, too. Again, I'm in a 14-teamer with multiple flexes. I'm just trying to muster like 7-8 fantasy points and a half-point PPR. He may be able to get there. He really might. So, and I'm with you on Felton. Keep your eyes peeled in the props market, because if his receptions prop comes out like 2.5, I'd hammer the over on that. And he is a low-dollar investment on the showdown slate as well on DraftKings, if you're interested in that. I'm not slide him into captain mode. I don't have those kind of huevos. But for under like $4,500, he allows you the flexibility to forward up, you know, guys like Cortland Sutton, which I think is going to be 99.9% rostered anyway when it's all said and done, when the final lineups lock. And that is a wrap for us here on the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, as well. And until next time, as always, adios!